here tonight from LA.
Hi everyone, my name is Jose and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is October 12th of 2021. So I have 3 years and like 9 months approximately. So yeah, I got sober on Zoom. So this is very, very daunting. But yeah, I'm glad to see all these people with like first time commitments because I feel young and that nervousness. So we're all in the same boat and I love that. So yeah, I guess, you know, my disease immediately wants to separate me from all of you. And that's just something that's been like on my head just since I can remember. I always want to make myself feel small. And that comes from a bunch of stuff, right? So I grew up in a household where my father was like super abusive. So I learned how to like not inconvenience him or make him angry and all that stuff. And you know, I grew up a gay kid in Mexico, so that's kind of rough, you know? And in a really small town. So yeah, I always tend to make myself small. So by the time when I was like old enough to do something about it, I would drink, you know, like drinking really helped me connect with people because it was easy. Otherwise I wouldn't speak, you know, I would always sort of like be in my shell. And it took me a long time for me to come to terms with the fact that I'm an alcoholic. I've done other things. And it was other things that like brought me to my knees, but I would have never sought help for my drinking problem. I was like, I'm Mexican, so we do that every day. You know, we celebrate, you know, birthday parties, children birthday parties with, you know, beer and all that stuff. So it was like so part of like my culture that I never would have sought help for it. And in retrospect, like I think about all the dumb stuff that I did under the influence of alcohol that I can now like firmly say that I, you know, I can come to you and say, you know, my name is Jose and I'm an alcoholic because it's the truth. But yeah, so I have a tendency to run away from my problems, hence the alcohol as well. And you know, whenever I had that very like poor me mentality my whole life. And that obviously led me to want to escape one way or another. And you know, it's true when they say that alcohol is like the social lubricant because it's true. Like that was the only way that I could be myself. So I thought that was the only way that I could be fun. And that was the only way that I could deal with like all this stuff that was like going on in my life. So yeah, running away was like my MO. I ran away from Mexico because I was, you know, I wanted to be myself and I couldn't do that home. So I moved to LA. And then, you know, I was faced with all like these, you know, jacked guys like in West Hollywood and all this like very white sort of like gay culture. And the only way that I could sort of like take that out of my brain was to get, you know, messed up. I'm trying my best not to like curse because I like cuss a lot. So yeah, the only way that I could deal with my problems is that I was like fucked up all the time, like all the time. And you know, the drinking led to other shit. And then my drinking led to like stronger and stronger things. And it led to me running further and further away from myself. And long story short, you know, I ended up on the streets of LA, you know, cause I came to LA like chasing a dream, like we all do, you know, like the American dream, which turned out to be a fucking nightmare for me. Not because of any of you, like not because of you, but because of me. And again, it's taken me a lot of work to come to terms with the fact that I had a lot to do with the stuff that was going on, like, in my own life. So I would always blame other people, or I would blame my circumstances, and I was always the victim of my circumstances. So yeah, I ended up homeless in the streets, speaking to people that didn't exist, you know? I was talking to the trees, and every time a car would pass by, I would be so embarrassed because I thought that they would, like, point, like, literally, like, point at me and laugh at me. Like, all this crazy shit went on in my head. And, you know, I had to go back to the place that I was running from, which is, like, home, basically. I had to go back home because I couldn't do life anymore. I was over it, and I attempted to kill myself I don't know how many times before I came to the realization that I had to do something about my problem, or else I was gonna end up, you know, in a ditch somewhere. I started putting in the work. I have fucked up so many times in my recovery, and I have relapsed so many times. Like, my road to where I am today has not been an easy one, but I've never given up. And I'm really grateful that I've had people in my life that have pushed me to not give up. I'm a really sensitive person, so I'm really thankful that God has put in my life, you know, people that have been able to firmly guide me in the right direction with a lot of, what's the word? With, like, a lot of love. I put in the work. Like, it's so funny how simple this program is and how it's laid out for us, and yet how difficult it can be in our minds. Like, this was a competition for me for, like, a long, long time. Like, all of your recovery looks so much better than mine. And I always wanted to be, like, up to par with other people who had, like, so much more time than I did. And then, you know, once I got rid of that notion and I just, like, laser focused on getting better, just life became easy again. And I'm really grateful to say that, you know, I no longer live in that victim mentality. I've done the inventory, and I've done the amends, and I've done the work. And there's a lot of peace in my life. Mind you, you know, I still come to places like this and my mind immediately wants to be like, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff. But you know, once I sat here, and all of you guys have been, like, really nice, by the way, which is kind of crazy. And this, to me, really inspires me to, like, do this more often, you know, to get away from, like, my Zoom meetings. No shade to Zoom meetings. I love Zoom meetings. I really love them. But the human connection is, you know, everything. So, you know, I'm just really grateful that I no longer live in a place in my life where I have to run away. I'm good right here and right now. And I'm a constant, like, work in progress. And I'm good with that, you know? So I'm really happy that there's a bunch of, like, new people here today as well. Because, you know, be kind to yourselves would be something that I would want to leave you with. And, you know, if you don't get it right the first time, just, you know, like, get up and keep trying. I think be kind to yourselves and listen to the people that have more time than you. I don't like the phrase stick with the winners, because I think that we are all winners, but do stick with people that have, you know, done this, and that have some insight, you know. And I try to surround myself with people that know, you know, that have done this before and have done it successfully and or unsuccessfully, because you learn from them too. And yeah, I really want to thank you guys for being so warm and so welcoming, and I'll keep I'll keep on going. I'll keep trying and I'll keep coming back. Thank you.